Well, we're seeing some interesting things happening around the Peace River constituency, and whenever that happens, we are pleased to be joined once again by Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Oh, it's been a while since we've talked to you here, so we appreciate the time to have you join us here today.
Always happy to be here, Kyle.
Well, certainly one thing we've seen recently around the province is obviously, you know, there's been, you know different restrictions coming on, and I know a lot of businesses definitely here in town and I know elsewhere in the constituency have been trying to work around them. How important do you think it is to support the these kind of small businesses out there, especially with how things are in the region right now?
Well, that's exactly right. Focusing and supporting small businesses, locally owned small businesses, is key. These restrictions have been difficult on a number of different folks, but it's particularly small business owners. And I'm going to make a point here of talking about the restaurants and the theaters who this has hit particularly. While you can continue to attend these restaurants, these businesses, and ask everyone to understand that these guys are put in a difficult spot. They're not the ones that want to see these restrictions end. And I think everyone understands that we have to make sure we prioritize our healthcare, that we continue to offer those services, but be courteous, kind, and continue to support them, because these business owners have been supporting us as a community for a long time, and I hope they continue to for a long time to come.
And yeah, that's definitely well said there, Dan. And of course, another thing we got coming up soon here, of course, we have the, coming up October 18th, obviously there's the municipal elections happening around the region. I know quite a number of communities in the area have different people running for their municipal councils, which is certainly good to see out there. And there's also coming up on that day a number of referendums the province is putting on as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, there's a number of different important votes coming up in the municipal election, so I encourage everybody to get out and vote. This is not like past municipal elections. Obviously, every municipality, we're voting for local councillors, mayors, Reeves, so be sure to get out, do your research, and support those that you think are worthy of your support. But importantly, there are some other questions on there. One is the Senate and who we want to represent us, the national body. Now, that is important for us to say that we have senators that represent our interests, not handpicked by Trudeau individuals who are going to be against the interests of Alberta. The last senator that Trudeau appointed from Alberta, in spite of having elected senators in waiting, was a journalist who used to write for the Edmonton Journal, Paula Simons, and I hope that she supports oil and gas, but I tell you, I didn't hear much of that in her columns for a very long time while she was writing for the Edmonton Journal. I think what we need are people who represent the interests of Alberta, not more journalists going to represent Alberta's interests. So that's an important one. But secondly, there's also going to be a vote on Canada's equalization system. And I think it's fair to say, from my perspective, being part of Alberta and therefore Canada's economic engine, in the north, where our resources come from, and particularly for oil and gas, where I don't think there's a single teacher in this country, bridge built anywhere, hospital, anywhere in this country that doesn't in some way owe its existence to the prosperity provided by Alberta's energy sector, particularly from northern Alberta. So I think we have not been getting a fair deal. I think it's important that folks come out, and the best way for you to make your point on wanting a fair deal is vote yes to a fair deal for Alberta and the referendum that's going to be attached to that municipal election. So if it wasn't enough to already go out and vote for your municipal councillors, if it wasn't enough for you to want to make sure that we have Alberta senators that represent our interests that we've elected rather than those handpicked by Trudeau, if we have on top of that this important referendum question on a fair deal for equalization. So I'm encouraged everyone, get out, vote, and support our businesses and our industry that has supported us and the entire country for so long by voting for a fair deal.
And keeping on with kind of the democracy theme, of course, we did have the federal election a couple weeks ago, kind of similar to the last federal election we had a couple years ago, minority government for the Liberals. But here locally, Ardal Vierson and Chris Workton were both reelected. I know in talking with both of those gentlemen recently, they've talked a lot about, trying to, getting, products from our region, getting them out to market and stuff. Now, I know you've worked before with both of those gentlemen. What are kind of your thoughts on what we can see going forward from the federal side of things?
Well, I couldn't have been more proud to vote for and support Arnold Vierson, but I also supported, though I don't live in Chris Workington's constituency, a lot of his constituency overlaps with mine. They're two good men. They're two individuals that care about Alberta, our province, and our future. They care about being in a Canada that respects what Albertans contribute, that we're seen as equal partners at the federal table. So I think what we're going to see from our Alberta members of Parliament, particularly those in the north, is they're going to put the pressure on Trudeau to make sure that he understands that his country relies on our province more than any other as an economic engine and a force for making Canada the bastion of freedom that it has been in the world. I'm very proud to be Canadian. I'm proud of what we represent to the world. The truth is what we are is a place that respects freedom. People emigrate to Canada from across the world for a reason. People leaving the Congo and Africa, people leaving all sorts of dictatorships and OPEC oligarchs coming here because they understand that this is a place where they get to have freedom of worship, freedom of expression, freedom of economy, where they're able to pick an industry and a job that they want to do and act freely in it. That's something we need to maintain. And that's why I think it's important that we have the federal conservatives putting the pressure on. And that's what we're going to see from Arnold and Chris.
And finally, we've talked a little bit today about, you know, certainly different sort of groups that they're working together. And we saw a little example of that last week in Grimshaw. We saw the Peace River School Division, Holy Family Catholic Regional Division, Town of Grimshaw, along with the local First Nations and Métis, and the flag raising ceremony. I know you were a part of that as well in attendance for that. I wonder kind of your kind of thoughts on that.
Well, I thought it was a wonderful expression of solidarity, of the importance in our community for respecting the heritage and tradition of Alberta, particularly in our communities where we see a large number of our communities are made up of First Nation, Métis individuals, and they're in our school system. So it's great to see those two school divisions collaborating, working together, working with local First Nations and Métis communities to prioritize and understand that, yeah, we need to talk about the past. We need to look at how Truth and Reconciliation Commission can help us move forward together in some kind of healing. But also, it was very forward-thinking. They want to be a part of these communities we live in. They want to be a part of the economy. They want to be contributing members, these First Nation and Métis communities. And that's what I think I was so proud to see, was collaboration in a positive light. Not just people throwing stones and frustrated and angry, but individuals who are looking for a bright future. And that's something I'm very proud of in my constituency.
Well, it's definitely going to be an interesting in the next little while in the Peace River area. Peace River MLA, Dan Williams, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Always happy to join.